headphones on?
No, you can just speak. If you want to listen to yourself, you can do that as well.
Absolutely not. I have come. Oh, we wearing bonnets? Oh, am I supposed to say that?
Oh, they already know. I already told them.
How melanated is this hour?
It's very melanated.
It's 100% melanated.
We can't tell that for sure. Someone out there closes the laptop.
Plot twist, we're all white. Just joking. We're all black girls. Yes, thank you for joining us. How are you this Saturday morning?
This lovely 4 a.m. hour.
I missed Pony on the way over here, so how are we going to replay
it? Yeah, that was your request. Probably not going to replay it. Listen to the archive version. If you want to hear every minute, second of this beautiful hour.
It's tonight, throwback night?
It is throwback night. We discussed this earlier, that throwback could be anywhere between 2009.
It could be, sugar pop, honey buns.
Okay.
Anywhere.
To 19 what?
I said 1910. Is that a stretch?
What we song know? Do you know from 1910 besides Negro Spirituals?
We can do that too.
Shout out to the gospel choir concert.
Why?
Because you said Negro Spirituals, gospel choir.
Fair. I see it.
Thank you.
This is throwback night. Mm-hmm. When are we going to have throw it back night?
Ooh. There goes Amanda with it again.
Lord Jesus.
Guest, you're not allowed to curse on the radio.
This is the Bible.
This is the family
Negro
show.
Spiritual we are also, Bible.
Okay, that's valid. It's in the Bible.
Vernacular? Ebonics?
You're going to have to listen to us for about a minute more while this add on my Spotify account stops playing.
That was
because
killing me. I was in bed.
I refuse to pay for the full version, so...
Can you apply for funding for that?
Can we apply for funding, Mandy B?
If you're a big fan of Spotify, I would recommend Spotify Student instead of the $9.99.
How much is that a month?
It's like $4.99.
And what are the benefits?
Free trial for 6 months?
No.
Then switch to Tidal for 6 months? And then back to Spotify with a different email.
You know, I could just play all of my music through YouTube.
You could skip ad really quickly.
Skip ad, you know?
You know what? We need to learn how to use the turntables.
This South New Hampshire University.
Untouched, by the way, for those who are
dusty. Dusty.
48 more seconds, y'all.
Is there a countdown?
I'm just so sorry.
Are we pressed to leave?
I'd like to apologize.
Some people walked here without a scarf or socks to see you.
Socks? You came here without socks. Okay.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, for those who don't know what happened, I lifted up my foot for her to see.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think I should go.
Yeah, so...
One more song.
What do you have on the queue?
I can't let them know in advance, but it's a throwback. It's a throwback. A good friend of mine. Sorry about that, y'all. A good friend of mine introduced me to that song a while ago. And I was just like, wow, like, this is a good song. Like, why don't I know about this? But now I do. That's why it's good to be friends with people born in the 80s, 70s. Okay, I don't know where I'm going. Okay, just gonna play the song now.
1910s.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure teen.
Pretty young thing.
Ooh. Where did you come from, baby? Fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right in the city light in the night.
Tyga don't know the words to this, y'all. Exposed. That was PYT by Michael Jackson. Okay, here's what happened. I gave that whole background story about how my friend put me onto the song. Mm-hmm. Not a people what? Know about it. And then I accidentally played the wrong song. Mm-hmm. So you guys, I know who Michael Jackson is. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I know PYT. Okay, Rebecca, you did not even know the words. How do you not know the words to PYT?
First of all, I was here as a guest.
Okay.
A Snapchat was taken of me without my satin scarf or bonnet and posted on the interweb.
Snapchat.
And after hours on the Melanated Hour, we turn into the Shade Hour.
Welcome to Shadesville Baptist.
Okay, is this what's happening now? Are
as
we?
As a special guest,
I have
I
one
feel
more
mistreated.
Song for one you guys. You know?
Is this also a not well-known hit from the 70s?
Okay, that won't happen again, listeners. I apologize. This will be a good song. I promise. I promise.
Stutters into beats.
I did that on purpose.
Oh.
Alrighty. Well, this will be the last song. Will we speak to them after the song? Just a quick
maybe
goodbye.
We should say goodbye and perhaps let them know what our next theme might be.
That sounds good. That sounds good. All right. Enjoy.
Kick out of telling brothers no. smoking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, Troop. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
Or when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see, if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What's your man got to do with me? Together.
On how you talking? Psh, whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is, and excuse me, miss, you can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same.
Well, I'm clean cut and dap, well, that's what I'm about.
My man buys me things and he takes me out.
Well, you can keep your man, cause I don't go that route.
Don't you know you're out for respect me?
There's a lot of girls out there who won't say no.
You're out for mommy with your DJ money.
Boom, batter, my pocket's getting fatter. I wanna turn you on and excite you. Let me know the spot on your body and I'll bite you. So when your man don't treat you like it used to, I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't. When your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put up and down, no preservatives and additives.
I
told you I'd treat you right.
I
oh,
got
come
a
on,
man.
I ain't no future friend.
I'm not having
come
it.
Come on, miss. Oh, we back on that again. Your man ain't me.
I got a man.
You got a what?
I got a man.
You got a what? I'm not trying to hear that.
Sensual message.
I got a man.
Well, you just told them about the song that you were hyping up about having friends in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and
okay.
All whatever it was called.
It was I Got a Man by Positive K. Good friend put me onto that song when I went to visit her.
And PYT by Michael Jackson.
Okay, that was a mistake. This is the song that she put me on. I Got a Man by Positive K. PYT just played by accident.
Look at this.
I'm trying. Okay, you're so immature, Rebecca. Do you want to tell them about what we have going on campus tomorrow?
The Culture Show.
The Culture Show.
Journey through time.
Journey.
An Afro-diasporic extravaganza.
Shoot, that studio fade with her voice. Extravaganza.
Yes. So the African students, Caribbean students, and Cape Verde students will be putting on a culture show tomorrow at Tufts University. People of the African diaspora. Come out. Show support. It'll be in Cohen at 7 o'clock.
What a question mark.
PM.
Free food at 5:30.
Hey, don't tell everyone about that.
I'm just going to be that person that says, honestly, there's no one listening right now. And this advertisement.
Hey! Six people listening on the internet. That doesn't even count the people that are driving somewhere right now with us on the station.
Hi, I'd like to introduce you to our new guest. She just flew over from Nigeria.
Hello, how are you? Yes.
Auntie Doyon only comes out at 4:14 a.m.
So, yes, you are listening to WMFO in Medford. Thank you so much for jamming with
Where
us.
Where is Medford?
This melanated hour. We will be back next week. What will our theme be?
The theme is I mean
we can do Afrobeats night.
Okay.
Is that Davido you're playing? Yes, it is. God. Davido.
Oh my gosh, he's my favorite, but I like D-Bange more.
Am I supposed to contribute?
Yeah, who do you like?
Am I supposed to contribute? Mr. Easy.
I mean, yeah. Do you think this will be the first time that a lot of those Afrobeats artists will be featured?
In Medford?
In Medford, definitely, yes. But is there an...
Look at Rivendell. What if these songs are already being logged?
I don't know how to do that.
Tune in next week.
Every day is a journey over here. Every day.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
It's 4:15.
Have a wonderful weekend and then a wonderful week. We will be back wonderful same life. Time, same place. Yes.
Different.
Good morning. Because it's not night anymore.
How do I turn on this?
The bird chirp on the way here and the street.
Amanda, did you turn off the audio?
Is it still mics? Happening? Is it still going on?
Yeah, our mics are still on.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Please forgive
us. Goodbye.
Someone out there is shaking their head. Everyone out there is shaking their head.
You know, a few people... Oh, they're still on. Okay. A few people came up to be like, you know, that first show was a little rough. But I think we worked out the kinks. I think we worked them out. It's good to have supporters that are honest. Show. Okay. I'm turning off your mic.
I didn't know.
Number three. Okay, Rebecca's off. So, yes.
But I'm back on
number four is off. So, thank you. That one was never on. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful morning.
FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Don't give me no trap.
everybody needs somebody to love. Everybody needs somebody to love. Don't start no deceptions, don't fall in no trap. Forsooth, all I want is to hear the classic rap.
Let's hear it from. Open your fucking mouth. Let's hear it from.
This is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
We'll be right back. horn, just cry a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. Y'all, I know what I'm talking about. Sigh a little, yeah. Cry just a little. And let that old wind just blow right on by a little, yeah. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. Know what I'm talking about, y'all. When this whole world get tired of us, we'll have each other and all its charm. When this whole world get through with us, we'll have each other's arm. Yeah, yeah. Cry a little, sigh just a little. Just blow right on by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. It's the glory, glory, it's the glory, the glory of, it's the glory of love. Everybody knows it's the story of, it's the story of, it's the glory of love. Tell you about the glory of, glory of, the glory of love. You got to know what the glory is. The glory is, everybody ought to know what the glory of love is. Glory of, it's the glory of, the glory of love. Everybody know it's the glory of, it's the glory of. Lord, how much I got to, the glory.
This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Well, I lost an eye in Mexico. Lost two teeth where I don't know. People see me coming and they move to the other side of the road. Robbed a liquor store or two. Made myself at home a few times. Borrowed myself a car when I needed it. I got me a shack at the bottom of the road. Fixing cars and money on the lottery. When I win the lottery, gonna buy all the girls in my block color TV and a bottle of French perfume. When I win the lottery, gonna donate half my money to the city so they have to name a street or a school or a park after. When I win the lottery, never run a flag up a pole like Mr. Red, White, and Blue down the road. But I never called myself a hero for killing unknown communists. Now I can walk into any old bar and find a fight without looking too hard. But I never killed someone I don't know, cause someone told me to. And when I win the lottery, gonna buy the house next to Mr. Red.
First of all, like I said, I've been married 16 years now. You've been through an entire evening of primarily folk music. One thing that you'll notice that is conspicuously absent from folk songwriting are songs about long-term relationships. You want to know why? It's because of the wild, decadent, out-of-control life of the folk singer. Oh, yeah. 4 or 5 nights a week in some church basement den of iniquity. Drinking God knows what kind of herbal tea, aphrodisiacs. Hanging around with scantily clad Unitarians. How are you gonna maintain a relationship that way? You can't. I'm only kidding. I don't mean to make Unitarians mad at me, because if you know anything about folk music, especially in New England, you know one thing for sure. If you piss off Unitarians, you're basically out of work. You know, that is true, but it's also true that it's very difficult to find something to say to piss off a Unitarian. And believe me, I've given it some thought. And this is what I've come up with. This is the only thing you can say if you want to be banished from Unitarian churches. You could say, God is a man. God is a Caucasian man. And he loves the military-industrial complex. Anything short of that, you should be all right. For those of us that have been married, say, over 10 years, you know, we talk differently to each other than those of you who've been married or been hanging around just a short amount of time. And for those young people and on these young couples, you know, like, kind of fondling each other and all that, I just want you to know that those of us that have been married over 10 years, we think you look ridiculous. Oh, thank you so much. What a great night. All right, back to reality tomorrow. All right.
I will crawl across it. unable to dance, I will crawl.